Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Good day. Welcome. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, today's show is live, but after the half hours over 11:30 to 12 Central Time, Live with Kathy will be archived. And you can hear the show over and over again by logging on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. Oh, and today's show is My Land is Kenya, an African Adventure, Part 1. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Take me back to 1984, just for tonight. Well, my original plan was to go to Romania, but I found myself on a plane to Africa. Well, here I am waiting to board a plane taking me to New York. Bo, my darling cat, is settled with hubby Bill, poor baby. I know that Bo will miss me. And darlings, I want to encourage you, when you are taking an out-of-this-world trip, write a journal. And I will, for the next two shows today, in three parts, I will read the journal to you word for word. Because you see, you think you're going to remember everything, but the truth is you don't. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to remind you, before I go into the show, because once I do, I don't want to have any interruptions, so I will do my sidebars and all of the, introduce you to my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. My trip to Africa changed my life. I wrote the journal that turned into a book, The Heart of the Lion. Tom Puttrick with Kathy Watson. I gave Tom the journal and he said, "Oh man, this is a book." It is perfect, perfect. The Heart of the Lion for a movie. Do your homework and you'll be financially compensated for your diligent endeavor in your research to help the heart become a movie. When I pick it up and I read it over and over again, it's in hard copy, it's in soft, and it's on Amazon.com. And if you want to get a book and know more about it, you could email Kathy Studio, CathiStudio@sbcglobal.net, and I will walk you through it. But darlings, let me remind you that if you are going to take an out-of-this-world trip, be sure that you write a journal. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Can't you just feel the energy? Let me introduce you to the Brotherhood and the Sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better and stronger informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org and just again feel the energy of these giant titans coming together to inform and create a better world. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Ironworkers International, the Domperion of the trades. Hey, gals, this is for you, too. I married an iron worker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and they said it wouldn't last. Oh, but it did. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them and acknowledge them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. And did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? And hey, gals, this is for you too. I wrote and composed a 6-minute CD. I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And it's all about iron workers. What a noble profession. And it's available, small charge, plus shipping and handling. You will just love it. I want you to look around. Look in your apartment or your house. I don't care where you are. The structure would not be there without iron workers. Frank DeMarco, who's with Iron Workers Local 63, I believe, in Illinois. I climbed the John Hancock. I've climbed it about 7 times. Hey, darlings, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. And he said, hey, Missy, just remember, you're safe when you're in the stairwell. I can't do anything about the air, but the structure, the steel, the stairs, they'll never collapse because we iron workers were there first. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I do hope, darlings, that you're not going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Please. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net, and let me help you fulfill your dream. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Oh, darlings, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many, but it doesn't have to be that way. Log on, teamlovehomecare.com. Jenny has, she wears her heart on her sleeve. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. He's a sculptor of wire and arch. Do you want to give a truly unique gift that will never, ever be duplicated? Then email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And darlings, come on, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Anger, stress, toxins releases toxins into the body. Do you want to learn how to de-stress your face and body? Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. Seek yourself a spring chicken. I share with you all of my secrets. We're living longer. Don't you want to live a quality of life that eludes many? a call to action. The new aging paradigm. I want to redefine aging. And what has age got to do with it? Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. You're listening to these experts, whoever they are. Do they possibly know about aging? They don't. Now, we only have one life. There is only one of you. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best and the quality of life, how do you score your life? Listen, this is it. There are no do-overs. This is not a dress rehearsal. The world in which we live is our own mind. So the battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts and beliefs of our inner world. What are you thinking? Write this down. Go get a pen and pad. And listen to the show over and over again. Our work is done in mind alone. And the only equipment needed is thought. Now, this is gospel, the law of attraction. Whatever you're thinking right now, we can only return to you. What you're thinking about? Darlings, what are you thinking about? This is it, sweethearts. No dress. This is not a dress rehearsal. No do-overs. All of us only have this one life. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, words, deeds, actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. I'm asking you, how does your garden grow? Now, I don't care what your age is. Are you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100? The experts in research are keeping us alive. And the body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. Don't let your brain age. And it's all in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? I had mine when I was 28 years old. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. What is the quality of your life right now? Oh, by the way, sidebar. Oh, it's too bad I couldn't turn the volume up more, but I was listening to the musical version of Your Land Is Kenya. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I am the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And before I go into the original show today, I want to remind you that the only way you could change your life is to change your thinking. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And when you're going to take that wonderful, out-of-this-world trip, be sure and write a journal. And The Heart of the Lion needs to be a movie. There's no way around it. There is no way around it. So, darlings, let's go back to 1984. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence and experience. And when you pick up the journal to read it, you see, you think you're going to remember everything, but darlings, you don't. You simply don't. So I'm going to go back to June 7th, 1984. And it's 10:35 a.m. I'm writing this in a taxi to the airport. Ah, that's not going to work. The roads are way too bumpy. Sitting at, oh, so it's 1:55 p.m. Now remember, we're going back to 1984. Tote bag with film weighs a ton. Hot and heavy in Chicago. I had a meeting with another gentleman that wanted to go into business with me. So, I do remember in January 84, I don't know if it was Sharon or Marie Pierre who said the Kenya trip to me. I was rather, okay, it sounds great, but let me think about it. Why June is so far off. Then about the same time, Stephanie, a client of mine, came in and said, Kathy, you need to apply for a passport. You never know when you'll have the chance to go abroad. You should be prepared. Her boyfriend is in the travel business. He has many tours going everywhere. Well, at some point, I don't know exactly when, I made a decision to go to Africa because, remember, I wanted to go to Romania and dance with the gypsies up in the mountains. Well, I got my passport. And I remember that I chose not to tell my clients until the last minute. And their reaction was varied. Why are you going to Africa? Ugh, I wouldn't go there. Wow, what a super trip. I'd love to be going with you, etc., etc. Well, here I am waiting to board for New York. Bo, my cat, is settled with Bill. Poor baby, I know he'll miss me. I miss him already. Bev, my neighbor, will water my plants, take in mail. Good thing I left the apartment as early as I did. Each time I walked past my closet, I found another outfit. I just had to take it. What if I needed it and didn't have it? Probably will not need half of what I took. I'll stop now. It's still Thursday, 3:40 p.m. Now, remember, I left at 10:35 a.m. You guessed it, honeys. Flight delayed. Storm in New York. Finally, I'm seated, ready for takeoff. Went in and out of security so many times today that I got acquainted with the crew. At 3:10, agent told me they would be boarding at 3:45. I just had to get something to eat one more time out to the snack bar. Left the restaurant earlier because I didn't think I would have enough time to eat. Agent told me to get back by 3:45. Plane would not leave until 4:25. Just got my ham and cheese. When it was announced that flight 076, boarding for New York, final calls for passengers, I nearly fainted. High heels and sandwich plus decaf in tow. Whew, I made it just in time. I was the last to board. 5 or 10 minutes more and they would have left without me. Huh. The ticket man who checked me in at 11 a.m. carried my heavy tote to the plane, told the flight attendant that they would have to store my tote because of all of my supplements I take. You know, I'm a vitamin enthusiast. A bit of an exaggeration, but I felt Pam Ann owed me one. Oh, I didn't check all of my vitamins through to Nairobi because I didn't want it to get lost or delayed. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I'm reading word for word the journal that I wrote, My Land is Kenya. And I had the music going in the other room, but I couldn't turn it on high enough for all of you to get the record. It is just so inspirational and beautiful. So it's 8:15 New York time, gate 16. Met the nicest group from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, on their way to visit mission work in Libya. Hot and muggy. Gal from Travel Plans came around. I was out getting a snack, tuna salad, glad just to be sitting. Friday, 9:10 a.m. PM flight, not bad. Some turbulence. Will write a book on 1,001 positions to sleep on a plane. My seat partner, Linda from Chicago, empty seat between us, made it more comfortable. Our first stop, Dakar. I think it's 3 a.m. Now it's Saturday the 10th. Now remember, it's 1984. My trip to Africa. Write a journal. It's 10:40 a.m. Partly cloudy, coolish. At the meeting room to coordinate the trip and to meet group, got in at wee hour last night. Our plane delayed in Nigeria for security reasons. Didn't think we'd ever get there. Evelyn, the group leader, and I literally died sleeping. Breakfast was quite good, fruit, eggs, etc. Feeling just a tad rummy. Do you think it's jet lag? Hey, the group sounds like fun. Now, writing this on Monday, 9:45 a.m. When we went to market or in town, Nairobi, bought an elephant design safari hat, left for the Aberdeen Country Club and then to the Ark. Saw elephants and not much more. Evelyn and I went to bed around 10. Found out the next morning that 22 elephants marched into the viewing arena. Some tried to mate. We missed it. In a.m. on Sunday, heavy fog and mist. Left for the Samburu Lodge. Equator. Natives converged on us to buy, a bit intimidating. Now that I have the experience, ready to tackle them, take them on. Native children love ballpoint pens, and natives loved my Polaroid. Now, writing this on Monday, 9:45 a.m., our Hell's Angels consist of Evelyn, George, Steve, Cindy, Peter, Marion, and me. What a great group, so much fun. Rooms at the Samburu are booked. At the Ark, we had a tiny room. Two tiny beds side by side. But the mattresses were so comfortable. They also furnished us with hot water bottles. The Ark cooled Samburu hot. Now, dinner at the Samburu Lodge was good party afterwards. Pita brought his tapes and speakers. Not going to have any after-dinner drinks from this time on. I'm a little tired. Well, honeys, well, we're up at 5:45 a.m. Monday the 11th for the safari poolside now, and am not going to budge until the 4 p.m. safari. Now, sidebar. We either go out very early in the morning for the safari to see the animals or late afternoon. During the day, it is so hot that the animals have enough sense to stay undercover. Friday the 15th, just got in from safari. Waiting for our room and dinner at the Norfolk Hotel. Saturday the 16th, sitting in my room at the Norfolk, 8:20 a.m., feeling very sad. All my dear traveling companions are leaving today at 2 p.m., Elizabeth, Violet, and moi, going on to Amboseli. Thank goodness for Muriel Horn. She had a little remedy for us because our little tummies were out of sync. And We just really wanted to stay at the hotel. I've decided to pass the city tour. It's going to take 24 hours to calm my system down. I'm sitting poolside. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And I'm sharing with you my journal on my African adventure. Now, for the next few Wednesdays, I will continue on because it's pages. And let me see, how many pages do I have here? Oh, darling, it's a 14 pages. On Monday the 11th, we viewed tribal dancers. The Samburu Reserve was fun. Flowers seemed to spring up everywhere, just beautiful. Cute monkeys amused Evelyn and me on our balcony. Oh, the ride to the Mount Kenya Safari Club was scenic. What a contrast. Samburu Reserve was lovely, but the elegance of Mount Kenya and the cottage, absolutely beautiful. 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, fireplace, dining area, kitchen was incredible. I could stay at the Safari Club for a week or so. Did some shopping, lounged at poolside, dressed for dinner. Huh, Cindy, Evelyn, Jean, and I closed the bar as usual. Seems to be a pattern with us, but I drank a soda. Dinner was excellent. This is Tuesday the 12th. Cindy and I shared a table. She is just darling and so sweet. Good talking to her. She's been touched. We will keep in touch. In Safari Lounge, we met Jack, the owner of all of the Chicago health clubs. Seems to be a rather nice chap. Wednesday the 13th, a ride from Mount Kenya. Spectacular scenery to the Masai Mara Reserve. Was incredibly long, and it took all day. I don't care where you're going, what trip you're taking, write a journal. Hot and dusty. Roads are not paved. They were bumpy. You know, natives seem to be always walking. However, when conversation with Joyce, who was our guide, she said they always have a reason for walking. They live in the bare essentials that they have convinced me that it doesn't take much to survive. The children are tending the herds of cows, goats, and love to wave. I have a calabash. They take that up. It's a big bottle, and it's covered with leather. They put their milk and whatever in it. The children love to wave. The bartering that I heard so much about is interesting. A, the natives are not dumb at all. To date, I have purchased lion, elephant, calabash, bracelets, safari, hat, necklaces, keychains, and 2 straw bags. Writing this Saturday, the 16th. Oh, I have for Richard, my friend in Chicago, Bridge of Men. Don't know how I'll manage to pack all of this. 8:45 a.m., starting to feel a little better. Bought 2 cosmetic bags at Mount Kenya. Stopped to sort laundry and dry cleaning. On Saturday, darling, I feel tons better. But you know, when you've traveled across the world, you have to be a little bit selective about your food and drink. I saw Evelyn and her group off to the Ark, a repeat of our week on safari. I'm writing this poolside, lovely pool. Have a nasty bruise on my left thigh, must have happened on the bumpy road yesterday. Talked with Amanda and Michael from Flamingo Tours. Darlings, tune in next Wednesday, and I will continue on. Au revoir.